Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi, it's Jonathan Mosen back with you again to look at another new feature in tvOS 9.2. That's the software that powers the Apple TV 4th generation. When that device came out at the end of October 2015, you could only input text using a remote, be it the remote that came with your Apple TV 4th generation, or maybe a previous remote from an Apple TV 3rd generation. But you couldn't use the iOS remote app for Apple TV. There was no Bluetooth keyboard support. So there has been a lot of emphasis over the last few months on increasing the ways that you can get text into your Apple TV. There is another very nifty way to do this now, and that is through dictation. And I'm going to demonstrate that in this podcast. To do that, I've signed out of the Netflix app, which is a very popular app on our Apple TV. And I'm going to launch it now. I'll ask Siri to do that. Launch Netflix.
Start your free month. Button. Watch TV shows and movies anytime, anywhere. No commercials. No commitments. No hassles.
What a deal. I'll flick down.
Sign in. Button.
That's what I want to do, so I'll press down on the touch surface.
Email. Email. Text field.
I want to sign in with my email address, so I want to select this field by pressing down on the touch surface.
Space. Info.
There are a series of email addresses that I've used in the past, but I want to scroll past those.
Brit. Space. Clear all. 1 of 2. Add new. 2 of 2.
And add a new email address. So I'll press on the touch surface to add a new one.
Keyboard. A. Alpha. Email. Hold. Attachment. PNG. Crisp. Well lit. File. Image. To spell.
There's a bit of verbiage there, but it's making it very clear that we're in an email field. That's important because the way that dictation works varies a bit. If you're in an email or a password field, then you can spell into the dictation mode on your Apple TV for very accurate transcription of email addresses and passwords. If you are concerned about password information being sent over the cloud through dictation, then I would encourage you to check out the explanation that is available when you enable dictation from settings on your Apple TV. Apple are taking privacy very seriously, and they go into quite a bit of detail about the way that this information is used and not stored. I'm going to dictate my email address into this field, and there's no particular surprise about this because I give my email address at the end of the podcasts I do. So I'll hold down the Siri button, but in this case, it's going to be in dictation mode. jonathan@mosen.org.
Jonathan. Inserted. jonathan@mosen.org. jonathan@mosen.org.
That's the email address entered, so I can flick down now and look for the next button.
D-E-3. Uppercase. Next.
There's button. The next button.
Keyboard. A. Password. Hold. Attachment. PNG. Crisp. Well lit. File. Image. To spell.
Now I'm in the password field and I'm not giving you my Netflix password, so I'm going to pause the recording while I dictate the password. So we'll do that. I've entered the password.
Done. Button.
And we'll choose the done button.
Sign in. Button. Who is watching Netflix?
Now it's asking me who's watching Netflix, and Jonathan is selected.
Menu. Search. New releases. Fuller House. 1 of 75.
Let's look for the search option.
Menu. Search. 1 of 3.
I'll press down on the touch surface.
Hold to dictate search.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to hold to dictate the search, and this time, because it's not an email or a password field, I can just dictate normally. So, House of Cards.
Inserted House of Cards. Two movies and shows found.
Look at that. It was just that easy.
Uppercase letters. The House of Cards trilogy. BBC. 1 of 2.
And then
House of Cards. 2 of 2.
And I binge watched House of Cards season 4 continuously, just from the moment, the second it came out, until I finished the whole thing. Yes, I'm hooked. So it was as easy as that to sign into Netflix by dictating my email address and password, and then I can dictate normally when I'm searching for something in Netflix, all from the comfort of my couch, just by holding my remote. If you want to be in touch, well, you got my email address there, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jonathan Mosen. Thank you for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.